Open Language English.
Hey guys, welcome back to Open Language. My name's Adam, and today we have part 7, lucky number 7, of our WeChat course on better writing tips. So, over the course of the past 6 lessons, we've been talking about all kinds of writing tips for emails, for resumes and CVs. Today, we're going to be talking about the PowerPoint presentation. Specifically, we've got 10 tips for you for preparing a professional PowerPoint presentation. Wow, try saying that 10 times fast. Professional PowerPoint presentation. Professional PowerPoint well, you get the idea. So let's not waste any more time. What are these 10 PowerPoint tips for preparing a professional presentation? Well, everybody knows presentations, whether they're made with PowerPoint or other applications, are a great way to support a speech, visualize complicated concepts, or focus attention on a subject. However, a bad presentation can achieve the opposite. Badly designed slides with too much text or bad graphics can distract, or worse, irritate the audience. So here's a short guide that will help you create presentations with a professional look and concise content, avoiding the most common mistakes. And I think one thing we need to say right off the bat here, guys, native speakers don't really say PPT. If you say PPT, we might understand you, but it's better just to say a PowerPoint presentation, or maybe in an office setting, slides or a deck. Okay, you don't actually want to say the file name PPT. Okay, so the first thing we are going to talk about is design. Really, really important here. It's the first thing that gives a professional touch to any presentation. So here we've got 5 key design elements. The first one is compose slides. Okay, make your own slides. Don't copy and paste from different sources. You want to keep the design very basic and simple, and it won't distract that way. Pick an easy-to-read font face. Carefully select font sizes for headers and text. Leave room for highlights, such as images, or take-home messages. Decorate scarcely, but well. Restrict the room your design takes up, and don't ever let the design restrict your message. So that's talking about composing the slides. Number 2 tip is use consistency. Consistency. Always the same. Be consistent. So consistently use the same font face and sizes on all slides. You don't want to see one font on one slide and another font on another. It's distracting. You also want to match the colors. Again, if the colors are always changing, it's very difficult for the audience to pay attention to your message. Now, you can use your company logo or highlight headers, creating a special frame for figures, images, or the whole slide, but don't overload your slides with these elements. Just keep them minimal. Number 3, use contrast. Okay, contrast. Black text on a white background will always be the best, but of course it's the most boring choice. But don't forget, sometimes boring is good. Boring is good. And if you want to play with colors, keep it easy on the eyes and always keep good contrast in mind so that your readers don't have to strain to guess what you've typed on the slide. Number 4, choose a great font. There's so many fonts out there. Millions you can download from the internet, but inappropriate fonts can really weaken your presentation. So here, the following are 5 classic fonts that look great in PowerPoint, and even better, already come pre-installed. So take a look at our templates and make sure to use them in your next presentation. The first one is Helvetica. Okay, this is very neutral and simple. It's easy to read, even in smaller sizes. The next one is Garamond. Now, you can see by looking at this, it looks a little bit more mature and professional. It's very clean and sharp. Another very common font is the Futura font. This one, it's elegant and understated. It's got great readability. It doesn't matter if it's bold or italicized or even just left by itself. It's got personality. It's a great little font. Now, the next font is called Gill Sans, and you'll often see this word sans next to fonts. It's French for without, which basically means without, this gets a little technical, guys, without serif. Now, serif is just the little line that goes at the edge of the fonts. So you'll notice before, Garamond is a serif font. Okay, maybe that's a little too technical. Don't worry about that. Gill Sans, it's warm and friendly. It's even all caps is fine. It's clean and understated. Now, speaking of serif, Rockwell is another serif font. You can see it's got little lines sticking out at the ends. It's powerful and bold, distinctive and confident, and it's great for headlines. Okay, headlines, you want people's attention to be grabbed very quickly. So you can use Rockwell here. The next tip, number 5, is to use images to reinforce your message, not for decoration. Images are key elements of every presentation. Your audience has ears and eyes. They'll want to see what you're talking about, and a good visual cue will help them to understand your message much better. So something to keep in mind here, you want to have more images in your slides than text. But don't use images to decorate. Okay, images can reinforce or complement your message. Use them to visualize and explain. Okay, so let's look at a few examples. Note that the current trend is a flat design, which focuses on clean, open space, crisp edges, bright colors, and flat 2D images. Now, on the other hand, if you look at another template we've provided, you can see that they don't follow this advice, the top 10 slide geeks. And as a picture, it's okay. But if I had to watch, you know, 20 or 30 slides with this kind of style, I think I would be very tired. You know, it tries to go for a 3D, not a very flat design. It doesn't really have these kind of crisp images. It definitely has bright colors, but that's really about all it has going for it. Now, I just mentioned images in relation to text, so we should probably just talk about text by itself here, which is number 6. This, I think, is a great little way to remember. Kiss. No, we're not telling you to kiss your computer or kiss your coworkers. We're telling you to keep it straight and simple. Kiss. Okay, so when you're keeping it straight and simple, when you're kissing, you want to keep keywords only. Okay, I have seen so many PowerPoint presentations where it's almost like they took a book and copied it onto the computer screen. Nobody wants to read this. You should be speaking. Don't forget, you are the speaker. All of these words, you can say them yourself. You just want to put keywords up onto the screen. No sentences. Okay, again, you don't need to put sentences. The sentences should come from your speech. One other thing I often see, and this is kind of connected, is that if people put sentences onto their slides, they often will just read the slides, and that becomes the presentation. And it's so boring. So never read your slides, just talk freely. You need to remember that your slides are only there to support and not to replace your talk. You want to tell a story, describe your data, or explain circumstances. And remember, only provide keywords through your slides. If you read them to your audience and, well, I guess if you read very well, then that's another thing. Most of us probably will read it not so well. If you read your slides and if you do it slowly and badly, the audience will get bored and stop listening. And that's really a terrible thing when you are giving a presentation. That's the worst thing. Okay, I just mentioned telling stories, which is also the seventh tip for today. People respond to stories much better than collections of facts and figures. We're humans. We love stories. We love to tell stories, listen to stories. And stories help us pay attention and remember things. So it's a good idea to start with a story. But there's a wider point here, too. You need your presentation to act like a story. Okay, the number eight tip today is always have a take-home core message. Okay, so the take-home message, something that your audience will take home, that they will remember. And the message here is something that you should be able to communicate very briefly. So some experts recommend a 30-second elevator summary. Others recommend that you can write it on the back of a business card or say in no more than 15 words. So this is really short here. Whichever rule you choose, the important thing, keep your core message focused and brief. Number 9, focus on your audience's needs. Your audience defines the content of your presentation. So before starting to work on it, always ask yourself these questions first. Who is my audience and what do they know? What do you need to tell them? What do they expect? What will be interesting to them? What can you teach them? What will keep them focused? Okay, so these are all great questions to ask yourself as you sit down to make that PowerPoint. Okay, and our final tip for today, number 10, is the 10-20-30 rule for PowerPoint. And this is a tip from the famous Silicon Valley marketing genius, Guy Kawasaki. He suggests that slideshows should contain no more than 10 slides, last no more than 20 minutes, and use a font size of no less than 30 points. So as a general rule, slides should be the slideshow to you, the presenter. A good set of slides should be no use without the presenter, and they should definitely contain less rather than more information. If you need to provide more information, create a handout and give it out after your presentation. So let's end today with the late and great Steve Jobs, the ultimate presentation god, for some inspiration. This was a guy that knew how to give a presentation. And if you ever watch one of his presentations or look at the templates we've provided, you can see that he really does follow all of these tips. And just like his design philosophy, it's just keep it simple. The product should do the talking. In this case, the product is not a computer or a phone or a watch, but the product that you are making, which is, of course, your PowerPoint presentation. Well, today I'm actually kind of excited. I have to make a PowerPoint now. And after going over these tips, sharing these tips with you guys, I'm kind of excited to get started. Usually when I make a PowerPoint presentation, I do try to keep the text to a minimum and I try to just rely on myself. But now that I'm thinking about it, maybe I do try to rely on, you know, big funny pictures too much. And maybe it's not as simple as it can be. So tomorrow we're not really going to be talking too much about the program PowerPoint. But rather, we'll be talking about using the PowerPoint for your presentation. So, we'll be going over the actual language that you can use when delivering the PowerPoint presentation. Well, what do you guys think? Did you find today's lesson on PowerPoints useful? How about our previous lessons on resumes or CVs or emails? Or do you have any other tips that maybe we missed? Something you found very, very useful in your own career? It doesn't matter what you have to say, just say it. We love to hear your comments. We truly do, guys. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.